Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
But first, you may remember a couple of months back, we went to a protest. Myself and Helena attended a protest. And that was the protest around town for Coco's Law, which was a law being brought in, or hopefully brought in, by Jackie Fox, the mother of a young girl, 21 years of age, who was bullied so badly that she took her own life this time last year, the 20th of January last year. And it was an appalling, absolutely appalling thing to see and to be there. I was very proud to be part of it and to be part of that protest and to help in any way that we possibly could to help Jackie Fox. And she joined us on the line. Jackie, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Niall.
Good. Jackie, I know this is a very difficult time for you, particularly this mm-hmm. weekend. It's the anniversary of Nicole's death, and I'm really, really, my condolences to you. I say it to you every single time, and I love just giving you a big hug every single time.
I know.
Because I know Nicole would be so proud of you, Jackie. She would be so proud of you. I mean, it's only a year down the road and you've achieved so much. Yeah. How far have you got so far with the law?
So far, today is the day that we found her, so I'm kind of just all over the place today.
I understand.
So if you just bear with me. So far, the law has passed its second stage. At the moment, I had a meeting with Declan Daly, the chief superintendent in Harcourt Street, and I was talking to him yesterday, and he is just waiting for the law to be passed to the commissioners in the guards, and then they're just what they want to do is, as Declan says, rip it up and kick it around the place until it's airtight, where there's no loopholes, where when it does go to court, then people can be charged.
Okay, they want to make sure it's legally sound, in other words.
Yes, I
understand.
So that's it. We're just waiting for them to sort it out. And then it just has to go back to the Shannon then, and it'll be definitely passed this year.
Well, your daughter Nicole, better known as Coco, will be remembered forever because her name is inserted into that law.
Yeah, and it's going to be part of that law. Yeah, it's going to be on the main heading as Coco's Law.
And that must make you very proud as a mother too. And I'm not suggesting for exec that she didn't die in vain, but you understand what I mean, that at least there will be some memory there and something achieved from her horrible death. And to remind people again who don't know the story, and I'm sure most people are familiar with, you know, coming on the air, that your daughter was bullied by individuals so much so that she just couldn't take it anymore. And you as a mother, you tried everything. And I know you did. And I've spoken to you so many times, and you're a wonderful person, a wonderful mother. And if your achievements over the last year are anything to go by, I can only imagine how much support you would have given to Nicole at that time, at that tough time in her life.
Yeah.
And I suppose what you want to do is just make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else's daughter or son.
Yeah, 100%. When this happened to Nicole, when the guards came to me and said that there's nothing they can do because online bullying wasn't an offence, there was no law there, and I was just horrified by that. And so since the beginning of February then, as most people are aware, we did protest march, had meetings in the Dáil, constant meetings in the Dáil, highlighted everywhere until we finally got the attention of the TDs, where now, as I said, bringing in the law now, people can be criminalised for persistent bullying online.
And I have to say, the solidarity that march, would you believe actually that's actually the only protest march I ever attended in my life? And the solidarity at that march with you and your family and your friends. Yeah. And it was just like one big family marching up Henry Street and down Capel Street and down the Quays.
Yeah.
And you must have been so proud that day.
I was. That morning I was so nervous. I was saying, oh,
I hope people turn up.
Yeah, you know, that's your main thing, because we'd look really stupid, like, if there was only about 20 of us, you know. I wanted to make a statement that, you know, people do care and people want this in, but the amount of people that turned up and the amount of people that I didn't even know that said, we heard you on the Niall Boylan show when we came in to support you, and I thought that was brilliant as well.
I'm delighted to see that. Yeah, and I'm delighted that we could help to support as well. And I'm delighted to be part of it. It's the one thing that in the last 7 years that I'm so proud to be part of, because I have a daughter and I have sons, and my own daughter was bullied in school as well, so I understand exactly what you were going through, not obviously to the extent that you went through, but I do understand. And for a lot of people who don't know Nicole, she seems like the most, we've all seen pictures of her in the paper and stuff like that, and the most wonderful daughter, and you had a fabulous relationship with her. And I know you were concerned about Christmas too. How did you get through the Christmas?
Oh, Christmas was horrendous. The boys went away to Spain on the 23rd of December with their dads till the 30th of December. And normally we have a big Christmas family gathering in my mum's, but I couldn't go down without Nicole, because it just wouldn't have been right for her not being there. So I just stayed home on Stephen's Day and Christmas Day and Christmas Eve.
And did you have friends over?
No, I didn't want anyone.
You just wanted to be in your own?
Yeah,
I suppose. And remember the good times that you had with Nicole over the years?
Yeah, so that was... it was very hard, but I didn't know where I wanted to be, Niall. I wanted to be down at my mum's, but I didn't want to be down at my mum's, you know. And
I know.
I had so many offers to come to other people. But
sometimes you just don't... Yeah, you sometimes just want to be with your own thoughts.
Yeah. So I just stayed home.
I mean, I remember you saying that you used to love taking pictures of everyone at family gatherings, and that was something
that was Nicole. She's the only one. There was no pictures taken of me mum's this year.
Yeah.
And everyone was crying anyway down at me mum's, do you know what I mean? So we all had a terrible Christmas.
I know it's never, ever going to be the same again, but, you know, and it's easy for me to say that time is a great healer. You know, but I know we've all lost loved ones by times, and particularly it's very difficult to lose your own child. But, you know, time is a good healer. You'll never, ever forget Nicole. And Nicole will always be part of your life. And I'm sure, you know, if there's a place up there where somebody is looking down, I'm sure she's looking down at you, Jackie, saying how proud she is of you as a mother.
Yeah.
And what you've done. And not only for what you did for her before that happened. And I'm sure there was nothing you could have changed to make that any better. It was just one of those things that happened. And she would be so proud of you, of what you've done now.
Yeah.
I mean, because if we could, if one life is saved... One life to save, you've achieved something.
Yeah, I've got, so since I've started this, I've got so many people coming on to me telling me about, you know, the troubles they're having, and even that thanking me just for even talking to them, you know, and trying to help out. And I at this moment as well, I also joined a group, Hope. It's in Talla. It's a suicide prevention group, so I'm part of that now, where just, you know, people coming in that are depressed or, you know, just have thoughts in their head, you know, so I just sit in there and chat with them and make them a cup of tea and, you know, just make them feel.
And I know you're doing a bit of work. You're doing a bit of work with AIR as well in relation to smartphones. And what have they been looking for, I suppose, advice from you and help from you, is it?
Yeah, no, I was actually at a meeting with them yesterday in the headquarters, and what they're doing is they're making up a leaflet. Now, I had a choice of four different logos that I wanted on the front of the leaflet. So I picked a logo, and inside it's advice for kids of when they're first getting their new phone. And then on the other page, it's the advice for parents what to do, you know, when they're giving their kids a new phone.
But, and how to monitor things. And
And I'm delighted because they have Coco in it, because they have a big C. Mm-hmm. And they have writing underneath is cyberbullying, blah 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 blah, and then an O, online thing, and then another scene, an O. So her name is in that as well.
Well, this must be great for you in a sense. And I know nothing is great for you, and I understand that, Jackie. Particularly the weekend that's in it. That this is the weekend, of course, that Coco passed away. But it must be great for you to see all those memories of her and to see everybody remembering her for. I suppose for the right reasons now. That hopefully going forward, this won't happen or might not happen to somebody else.
And what they're doing is they're putting the leaflet in every single box, and for every single phone they sell, the leaflet is going inside the box. And AIR is also giving T-shirts to the staff with the logo, cyberbullying, stamping out cyberbullying, and they're on the 5th of February is International Safety Day, or so, our Internet Safety Day, isn't it? And on the 5th of February, then we're launching the leaflets in AIR headquarters. So from the 5th of February, then they'd be in every new phone that's going to be.
I mean, you've been so busy doing all this. You've been into us lots of times. You've been on the phone to us. You've been organising protests in and out of the Dáil. You've been talking to AIR. Have you had time to yourself to actually think about everything and grieve? Because it's only really been a year. Has this helped you, I suppose?
You know, if I didn't do this, I don't know where I'd be right now, Niall, to be honest. When I'm on my own, I just crumble, eat away. And, you know, everything going through my head, and I just missing her so much. So with doing this, it just keeps me occupied, even though it's killing me. And I'd probably be up with Nicole sooner than she thinks if I keep going the way I am.
Oh, you're grand. You're a strong... I tell you now, I've never met such a strong woman. You're a very strong woman to be able to go through what you're going through. And the thing, and what you're doing is not only thinking of Nicole, but you're thinking of everybody else.
Yeah, this law that's coming in isn't just going to be for kids getting bullied or teenagers. It's also for adults in the workplace that are getting...
getting bullied.
Hate saying the word bully because it's just so... It seems like a childish word, you know what I mean? Like a play school, a playground word. Nicole, they weren't bullied. This is torture and torment until they can't take it anymore. And a lot of people out there are like that. Being bullied sounds very kiddish.
But I remember talking to you, and the hardest part for me when I was listening to the interview that we did together going back some time ago, the first interview, was that you knew who the individuals were.
Yeah,
that were essentially responsible for her death.
Yeah. Nicole didn't want to die. She didn't. She just didn't want to be unhappy. She just didn't want to be. She just wanted to get rid of the pain. She didn't want to die. Nobody wants to die of suicide.
No.
They just don't want to carry on with the life she had. And these people who know, they all know who they are. They've all listened to the radio. They've all been looking on Facebook. They know who I'm talking about. And these people took Nicole away from me. She didn't take her own life. They took her life away from me.
And you want to make sure in the future that people like that are answerable to the law.
Yeah, that someone has to be accountable for. They can't keep getting away with what they're doing, hiding behind the keyboard and you know, threatening not to die and hang yourself and drink bleach. Everyone hates you. You know, the things that they're saying online, it's just, it drags people down so much. And, you know, Nicole is now what you would call a suicide. They have statistics for suicide, but Niall, as I said to you before, the people that are coming home and sitting in the room and self-harming themselves, there's no statistics for them. No, you couldn't even count how many people are doing it behind closed doors. And this is what these people are doing to them. And yeah, they should. It has to stop.
Up to now, the authorities have been reasonably powerless to deal with this situation because it's very difficult because there is no legislation, or there was no legislation, but now there is legislation, so this can be investigated properly. And where does the law stand? Obviously, Nicole was 21 years of age, but where does the law stand when a lot of these kids who are in Nicole's situation are only 15 and 16 years of age? And I know with Nicole, it did start when she was a lot younger too, but I mean, what happens then when these children are being bullied by a 16-year-old who doesn't... Do they still come under that law because they're not over the age of 18?
That I'm not sure of, because the law that we have now is a bit open. So that's what, when it goes to the commissioner and into Harcourt Street, that's what they're going to have to figure out. That's what.
Yeah, how do you deal with minors?
I'm not sure what way that. Some guy got on the radio the other day. I don't know where he got his information. He was some psychologist. I won't give his name, but I was fuming because he tried to undermine it. He said that you can't criminalise young people for an impulsive act. Now, nobody's looking to criminalise people for an impulsive act. And what happened with Nicole and many other kids aren't impulsive acts.
It's targeted harassment.
Yeah, an impulsive act is like...
A one-off.
And they might regret it, but there's a difference between impulsive act and persistent everyday targeting and torturing someone. So he's trying to make out that this law was going to criminalise young people for an impulsive act. That's not the case at all. I don't know where he got that from, and I've never said that, you know, or I don't know, I haven't heard anyone saying that, so it's not, it's...
That was extremely insensitive. Was he referring to your legislation, that piece of legislation? He was referring to that?
He was trying to, but he couldn't refer to the legislation because it's not even made up yet, do you know what I mean?
The
law, as I said, they have to tighten it up and on. So he couldn't have gotten it from something that's not even put together yet. So I think he just, I don't know where
it's all well and good, see, for these psychiatrists and psychologists and people who've written books and so-called experts to go on media and talk about something that they've never actually experienced.
That's my point, exactly. You can have any letter after your name. You can go in and get to college and get any certificates, but...
Until you've been there, yeah.
Yeah, don't come on and make up something that's not even written out yet or nobody even knows yet.
Let him walk in your shoes for 10 minutes and then you'll know exactly what it means.
Yeah.
I mean, for those who, and if this is too difficult for you to talk about, please let me know. But for those who don't obviously know Nicole and the type of person she was, I mean, I suppose this is the time when most people would be thinking of her. What sort of person was Nicole?
She was bubbly. She was funny. All she wanted to do was have fun. When we were younger, we had the mobile in Wexford. We grew up. She grew up there, like in summers, bank holidays. You know, every time that was our happy place. She had great friends. She just laughed. She had this infectious giggly laugh. She was just loving. She was cheeky. Don't get me wrong. I'm not painting her out to be this saint. She had her moments. You know, she had
like every teenager.
One-liners.
She
was.
You seem to be very close with her, but as a mother, because you described how when she went through a hard time, that you would lie on the bed with her, and you know, even when she was in her late teens, you'd be lying on the bed with her, trying to talk to her. So you seem to have a very close relationship with her.
We'd be crying together. And see, that's the hardest thing as well, Niall. She never held anything back from me, and I knew what everything she was going through because she always told me everything and how she was feeling. And that's, you know, I felt so powerless then to do anything. It's not like I found stuff or on her phone or anything. We talked about it. And when she did take the overdose in 2015, I thought that was my worst time. These people claimed as a triumph, a trophy, the people that did it to her, saying Nicole took an overdose because of me, and then the other one go, no, it was because of me, and they were
so they're always claiming this
me,
is a victory.
Yeah, a victory. And then Nicole, since she took the overdose until today when it happened, she said to me all the time that she hated living. She didn't want to be here anymore, and that the only reason why she couldn't kill herself is because she didn't want to leave me heartbroken, and so she was worried about how I'd be left. You know, that's how close we were. And even for me to hear her saying that, you know,
that must have broke your heart. Do you know that you must have felt so powerless as a parent?
Yeah.
Because all we want to do as parents is protect our children. That's all we want to do.
Yeah.
And as a parent, you must have felt so powerless to do something.
Yeah. And I'd get her up out of bed, even though she wouldn't want to get up then, and we'd go for walks out in Bray, we'd go out for our dinner, we'd go, everything was...
just try and keep her occupied, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, just to try and cheer her up a bit, and I got a memory off Facebook, which I get memories every day, which nearly kill me, but... I got a memory on Facebook yesterday saying, the only two things I love in life is my bed and my mama.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, you know, but I'm glad because I found a couple of things in her room where she had written down, and she says, my best friend is my mam. And, like, I'm to hear that is great, you know what I mean? That she did love me.
She did think a lot of you. She thought an awful lot of you.
Yeah, but she tried so hard to hang on, and you know, then she'd start staying in her room and self-harming herself and crying before she'd go to bed, and I'd be crying, but every single night without fail, she'd go, "Night, Mum, I love you." And I'd say, "Night, babes, I love you too." Every night, no matter what way she was feeling. And she'd always sit on my bed and we'd talk. And I just miss...
And how, you know, and for you at that time, when you knew who these individuals were, who were torturing her, essentially torturing her, I mean, what did you do anything? Did you try and approach their parents at that time?
Some of the parents joined in on it, Niall. On the WhatsApp group, some of the parents actually joined in. And these people, and now I'm like, I heard before that, which I don't agree with, one of the TDs actually said it, said that anyone who bullies have been bullied themselves. That is not true.
No, it's not true.
It's not. I don't know where they got
those statistics from.
Oh, I just wanted to kick him in the shins when he said that, because it's not true. I know these. I know the people, and I know their families. And their families have nothing. Some of their families are, but some of the families have nothing got to do with it, and probably don't even know.
I think actually, I remember reading statistics recently from the United States in relation to this, and people who are bullied are actually less likely to bully somebody else because they know what it's like.
Yeah.
Because they've been through that experience.
Yeah. Yeah. But I know their families, and some of them come from great homes. I know the parents. I've never approached them.
And to this day, I mean, here we are a year on, literally to the day, has there ever been any remorse? Have the parents ever contacted and said, "Listen, I'm sorry"? You know, have any of those kids, I think there was three main ones involved, have any of them ever contacted you and said, "Listen, I'm sorry, I regret it"?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And they know they're responsible for her
death. Oh, yeah. Each and every one of them know they're responsible for it. No, they've never come up and said sorry. I don't want to see them now. I'm even living up here. I don't even go to the local shops. I go as far away as I can to get anything. I don't want to see these people.
Have you seen them in the last year?
No, because I don't go out. I stay in the house. The only time I go out if it was like an interview for concerning Nicole, or I go to my mum's. I literally go from the door into the car. I don't.
You just don't want to be in the area. Yeah.
No.
I mean, there's too many bad memories for you, I suppose, as well, going around and the chance you might bump into some of these individuals.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to.
No, I understand.
You know.
And it must be very frustrating for you, knowing that essentially they've got away with it, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that must be the very frustrating part for you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, onwards and upwards. And hopefully, when do they imagine this legislation will be signed through the Dáil?
They actually thought it would have been just after Christmas, but with the law that they put...
Yeah.
With the law that they printed out, but now with the commissioner and Declan Daly and all, says no, that has to be turned around and made it like watertight.
Yeah, we've got to get it right.
He said it'll be probably more near the end of this year, but
right, okay.
she'll be definitely out in.
Well, look, all I can say to you is, I mean, I know it's going to be a tough weekend for you this weekend, and if you want to be in your own, I suppose that's probably the best place to be, because you want to have it, you know, on your own with your own thoughts. But if there are friends around and people to talk to, that's no harm as well, Jackie.
Well, on Sunday, I'm going down to my mum's, and all my family and my close friends are coming.
Okay.
And we're just going to do the balloons and lanterns. And
well, hopefully, I'll tell you what, everybody listening today, hopefully on Sunday, maybe they give a little thought for Nicole and you as well, Jackie, because you've been through so much. You really have as a mother. And I really wish you well, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you again. You're one of my favourite people on the radio to talk.
Right. You're one of my favourite radio presenters.
Jackie, listen, have a good weekend, and I know it's going to be tough for you, all right? But as I said to you, remember, you know, time is a good healer, you know, and Nicole is always going to be there. She's always in your heart and always will be. And she'll be so, so proud of you.
Yeah, she will.
All right, listen, Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
See you, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
What a wonderful woman. What an amazingly strong, wonderful woman. To go through what she has been through over the last few years with her daughter, and unfortunately for her daughter to lose her life like that, this time last year when she found her daughter had passed away because of bullies, and to spend the whole year, you heard her herself, you've heard her on the radio here many times, to spend the whole year campaigning to make sure that it didn't happen to somebody else's daughter. What a wonderful and amazing woman. She deserves our respect. She deserves every bit of respect you can give her and every thought you can give her maybe this Sunday while you're thinking of how Nicole passed away. And maybe it's a good idea now for you to maybe have a chat with your own sons and your own daughters and say, you know, are you being bullied on social media? If you ever are, remember you can come and talk to us, tell us about it. And if you believe or suspect that your child is being a bully, to have a chat with them too and to tell them the story. Tell them about Jackie. Tell them about Nicole. Tell them what happened to Nicole. What a wonderful human being and a wonderful young girl this teenager was, and took her life. Gone. All because of three individuals making horrible, saying horrible things, telling her to kill herself. Delighted, triumphant when they found out she had had taken an overdose. Absolutely incredible story and a horrible story as well to boot. All right.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.